congratulations. You finished in a tie for second in the GWAC this year, a 7-3. Split a doubleheader between Colby here with Colby today. I know it was a tough first game of the doubleheader, but the second game, what a well-played defensive game for you guys. And you limit them to one run in that second game on six hits.
You know, defense was great today in the second game. And, you know, Nicole's pitching. I got to him a little bit. And that's what I really like. Like I've said all year, I really like pitching Nicole the second game. You know, she is a little bit slower, but she's definitely accurate. And, you know, being at shortstop, she knows exactly what to pitch the girls. And she jams them. It's a blessing, definitely, to have her at shortstop and pitcher.
Well, the nice thing with her is she's done. She didn't get any, she did not walk anybody. She didn't strike out anybody. She just got the routine plays. And that's what's the most important part about that. And that really helped your cause out in the circle. And she threw less than 70 pitches in that second game.
Yeah, Nicole definitely, she is a strict pitcher. You know, she's pretty confident in the defense. And, you know, if I was Nicole, I'd be pretty confident in our defense and who we have out there. You know, that's one of those things.
You know, and for that second game especially, coming back after you guys lost for the first time in 15 games, first time since March, and it was interesting to see how your team would come back, and they came back, and that was important to put the tube spot on the bottom of the first inning, and, you know, that kind of set the tone for the rest of the second game.
I talked to the girls. I said, you know, that first loss was tough. It really was. I mean, we had it. You know, they just hit the gaps. And but I said, you know, I'm glad we're seeing Colby now, because that way we see that loss now and not in regionals, because I think we do have a pretty good chance in regionals this year. So, I mean, you know, the girls are humble, you know, and they came back and didn't try to do too much. They did their base hits, and we got that second game.
And, you know, you guys did play pretty good overall at the plate in that first game. You were able to take advantage of some of their errors. They took advantage of some of your errors as well. And, you know, it was just kind of one of those games that went back and forth. And I think if you guys play Colby 10 times, it's maybe a 5-5 record between the two teams.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, they have always been a good hitting team. Even when I was in high school, they've always been a good hitting team. You know, I think what helped for us, too, is that, you know, they had the same pitcher the second game. And she was a little worn out towards the end of the game. And their girls, but they took it. We took advantage of it and hit the holes this game.
Well, it was a nice win for you guys. You guys are now 15-3 on the year. And I mean, what does this mean? Your second year as a head coach, you turn it around, a tough first year, four win team, come around, and you guys are finishing tied for second place in the league. That is saying a lot for the turnaround from year one to year two in your program.
I don't really want to take any credit for these girls. I mean, these girls have had it. This year I have a really good leadership, and that's one of the things we're going to kind of take a hit next year. You know, Nicole runs the field, you know, as a pitcher and shortstop, and Mo has gotten so much more confident with her hitting that, I mean, you know, I kind of found out she doesn't like to be the leadoff hitter, so I put her at nine, and I know that kind of made her mad to put her in a nine hitter, but that's the best spot for her because, you know, everybody thinks the number nine hitter just can't hit the ball, but, you know, she's been hitting line drives this year. I mean, she even hit a home run this year. And, you know, Amanda, she's done really well catching this year, and it's kind of sad to see those girls go. You know, but their base running, that's one of those things that, honestly, I don't practice that much. We go over much in practice. Those girls have just taken it on their own, and that's one of those things that Nicole and Mo and Amanda have kind of been, you know, they coach from the side a lot about when to go and when not to go, and, you know, hopefully that the younger girls are kind of watching and taking on their leadership for next year.
Well, you'll have a 15-3 record for regionals. That'll be turned in tomorrow. Probably no worse than number two seed. It depends on how Stanton County and Southwestern Heights, they play two today. They're 14-2 as well coming into today. But Southwestern Heights on Thursday, and a game that, you know, that'll just be for pride, and also maybe continue to add some wins in the win column for you guys heading into regionals.
Well, I know the girls are ready to face Southwestern Heights. I know they were a little afraid to face us earlier in the year, and that's why they pushed back the game as far as possible. So, you know, I think tomorrow is going to be more of a going all for it, and it's going to be for the heart, and that way they can show them where they should really be at in regionals and not number one. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, Coach, congratulations getting a win here on Senior Day, splitting with double header with Colby, and we'll talk to your coaches show tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Adam.